It's Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Few things bring people together like food, especially one that's been around since pretty much the beginning of time, bread. To break bread is to share a meal and an experience with other people, get to know them. It's used in religious ceremonies, and well, it's just delicious, of course. When I think of bread, I think of my Greek grandmother, my yaya, assembling the dough and patiently waiting for it to rise and punching the crap out of it, doing that over and over again. She made some amazing vasilopita, which is a New Year's bread with a coin inside for luck. Southern California is full of so many different kinds of cultures, just like that, and with them, so many bread-making traditions. And the Natural History Museum has put together this virtual exhibit documenting today's bread makers. And here to talk to us about that exhibit is Milena Acosta. She is the Senior Manager of Community Engagement over at NHM. Milena, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks for being excited about bread.
Well, I mean, how can you not be excited about bread? And you know, the cultures represented in this exhibit range from indigenous to Central American to, I told you about Greek, Japanese, vegan, Filipino, so many breads and traditions represented. How did y'all decide to focus on bread, and how did you find all these folks?
Right. Well, exactly. You're right. And we only got the tip of the iceberg, I think, with what we were able to do with a certain amount of time. But essentially, Kneaded LA Bread Stories is all about highlighting, you know, the bread history here in Los Angeles and celebrating these bread makers, the, you know, the innovators, the trailblazers, and all of those resilient bread makers who call LA home. And most importantly, we wanted to talk about folks that elevate bread, this idea of grounded grain, like you said, that we've been doing for forever, and they elevate it into a cultural object. So every person that we highlighted has a story intertwined with some sort of culture, a community, you know, the reason how they landed in LA, or if they've always been in LA, you know, with the native community here that is so thriving and rich. We wanted people to just explore and capture this moment of the cultural flavors that happen in Los Angeles in all of the neighborhoods, you know, from mini malls to pop-up restaurants, food trucks, corner bakeries, what have you. The idea is just to celebrate how we all start with these very basic ingredients, but we transform them through time, manipulation, into something that's cultural and very personal.
So let's hear some of the folks in this virtual exhibit, one of whom is Sandra Hale from the Navajo Nation, who took over her mother's fry bread stand.
She told me, you know, how to be neat, and she told me that when you're making the bread, have good thoughts in your mind, so the bread will come out nice and fluffy, and like don't be angry or don't, you know, have bad feelings or thoughts.
I really like the idea of learning not just how to make the dough, but also how to be while you're doing it, thinking about the people who will be eating it. Because I mean, that's what you do when you cook something, when you bake something, right? You're thinking about the people who are going to be enjoying it. Did you get other stories of people learning from those other generations, from moms and grandmothers and grandfathers and other folks?
Absolutely. Intergenerational stories are prevalent in this whole series. We have folks that not only have been handed down, you know, the business. So, for example, DK's Donuts in the Cambodian community has a long history of LA, and, you know, the donut community in LA is huge and really founded in the Cambodian culture. And so we learned about processes there, but also just how to run a business and the change of that, manipulating the dough as well. In Lucy Hale's and the fry bread tacos, that's just a really deep story of, you know, connecting to this idea of passing on tradition and the how-to. We heard that a lot also from the Nickel Diner, this idea of making biscuits, this universal vibe of a biscuit and eating from like women's food, your grandmother's food, and those flavors, that homeliness, and that connection is throughout so many of these stories. I think there's one right after the other where you'll connect. And, you know, there's a reason why when people bite into this bread that might not be of your culture, you feel connected to it because there's something that's passed down and innate, that love, that warmth. Even like you said early on, like punching the dough, those processes that have been passed down over time, they come out in their food. And we saw that lovingly creation of bread for their communities But most importantly, many of them recognize that bread goes beyond nutrition and its community. And we hear that over and over again in these stories.
And to another part of town, Leimert Park, I was really moved by Marlene Beckford of Aki Bamboo over there and her take on what bread can mean to folks. Let's hear from her.
Food is not just about food. Food is about love. Food is about communication. Food is about caring. Food is about understanding. Food is about just touching people's lives and just loving them for who they are. That's what food is about. And whether it's rice and beans or your jerk chicken or whatever it is, it's one love.
It's one love. Obviously a Jamaican take on food, but also on bread as well. What makes a Jamaican bread different?
You know, Marlene, you heard that in her clip. Food is love for her. And you can sense that from, she started cooking after her mother essentially wasn't around anymore, and that familiar flavors of home, of Jamaica, she wanted to pass that on. And stepping into Aki Bamboo in Leimert Park, you sense that, you feel that. And she is your mom making food. She made me feel that way. I was blessed in having to vet all of these amazing bakers and
yeah,
go out.
What a
it's
great
a hard
job.
Steve.
Yeah.
It's a tough job, but yeah, her love for this process, and it exudes not only in the place, in the food, how she treats people and how everybody, is welcome in that space. It's beautiful. The story and the love of bringing Jamaican food here. And if you haven't been there, you need to also go and try a Jamaican patty. She makes the most amazing patties I've ever had. And I'm Colombian, so we do empanadas, and that's their version of the patty. But I mean, it could compete. It was really excellent.
Well, and you know what? Short of that, if you can't get to those places right now, there is on Saturday over at your place, the Natural History Museum. The Kneaded exhibit is a bread fest that you're having over there, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Exactly. November 19th, from 9:30 to 3 at the Natural History Museum, we're welcoming everybody to celebrate essentially science and culture, you know, with bread. We're having Kneaded Bread Fest. You're going to get to meet some of these bakers. They will be selling some of their goods. We couldn't get all, you know, over 30 of them that we featured as part of it, but there's going to be a solid representation to come taste some cultural breads from these bakeries, cafes, and food trucks, and, you know, these home kind of cottage bakeries that we have around town. We'll also have performances and presentations, kind of a meet the baker vibe. We'll have some hands-on activities. If you want to learn how to grind acorns to make acorn flour, you can do that as well. We even have some up-close look at some museum collections that connect to bread, which include even our entomology collections, if you can think about it. Eating bugs through flour is a thing, and so we'll have some of that stuff out. We also are going to have interpretation for American Sign Language there with our friends from Pro Bono ASL. So trying to be very inclusive and welcoming of all the different communities that are in Los Angeles. And yeah, we just welcome you to come on over. And I couldn't call it Carbchella, but it's kind of got, it's something akin to that.
Why
right?
Couldn't you call it Carbchella?
Well, let's you and I call it Carbchella,
right,
and invite
right.
Everybody to come on down and enjoy Breadfest this Saturday.
I approve of Carbchella, by the way. I am all on board on that. Milena Acosta of the Natural History Museum of LA County, thanks so much for talking with us today and making me so hungry. By the way, more information on the Breadfest at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. Milena, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.